This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Dr. Salvatore Settis. His book is If Venice Dies. Dr. Settis, perhaps if every tourist that visited Venice had to pay 50 euros at the gate, maybe that would give the city vitality.
Well, in principle, I'm opposed to have people pay a ticket to enter a city, because the minute you do something like this, this is no longer a city. This becomes a theme park or a museum.
Well, we almost pay that with the price we have to pay on the Vaporetto these days.
Yes, of course. This is very
That's
true.
That's the ticket to Venice, if you ask me. Local people pay almost nothing, and we pay $10 a ride. Yeah,
including myself, of course.
Dr. Settis, are there real Venetians today? I mean, I started traveling there in the 70s and the 80s, and there were certainly real Venetians. What is the state of the, quote, real Venetian?
There are many, many more than you could believe, because many Venetians, even if they don't live in Venice, still behave and act and feel as Venetians, as true Venetians. But in the city itself, there are many, many people.
And they're able to live in a parallel world, I find. I mean, they know how to live with blinders that can almost ignore the tourism and have their Venice.
Yeah. They can live with it, and they want to live with it. They really want Venice to be a normal city, even without having a subway or a skyscraper somewhere, or without being or becoming a megalopolis, and without being reduced to be only a tourist attraction. It's good that it is a tourist attraction, but not just a tourist attraction.
Dr. Settis, you mentioned La Serenissima, the serene one. That's Venice's sort of nickname. What does that mean to you when you think of Venice, La Serenissima?
Well, this was a ceremonial title that was also used for the Doge, as the most serene. It was meant to convey the idea that the Republic itself and its ruler, the Doge, was much above the passions and the problems of daily life, which cannot be said today.